Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Have a night, Carter Verhaeghe. A career night. One of those that doesn't happen very often to even the greatest players in the game in the playoffs. Especially such a huge game five. Carter Verhaeghe, my God, 5-point night. You heard it again, and can't hear it enough what they're able to do. And the Heat going, hey, man, we're going to see what we can do tonight. We're going to go play Philadelphia on the road up 3-2. And now, by the way, both the Panthers and the Heat have that insurance home game in their back pocket if they need to use it. So we'll see what happens there. A lot of crazy stuff going on here. A lot of news with just about every sport, including Marlins coming back home. They got today off after a rough road trip. But last night, they score 8 runs in the 9th inning, all with 2 outs. Here's the team struggles some nights to get hits, to come up with, you know, hits with runners in scoring position. And last night, 2 3-run homers in the top of the ninth. Just amazing. Feel bad for Sandy Alcantara. Had a great night pitching. Pitched like an ace last night and has nothing to show for it. 7 innings, gives up just the 1 run and gets the no decision. Anyway, Milwaukee's going to be coming to town after this, and we got a lot of stuff we'll be telling you about this
weekend. How many times that happened to Sandy, by the way, the last year and a half or 2 years? Like, we talk about it all the time. And the first thing I look at now every night is the runners in scoring position, because we bring that up all the time. But when Sandy pitches, it's like, oh, like, get him a couple run support early. Get him that win.
He's,
he pitches so well.
All you can do. I remember Jeff Conine told me a long time ago it all evens out. And I remember last year saying, I don't think it evens out. Not on this team. It doesn't even out with all the great pitching that you get with no run support. And then they get it late, and, of course, he's out of the game. And they don't have the lead when he's taken out of the game. So it's just disappointing. He, once again, doesn't get it. But, hey, it's ERA, strikeouts, all those other numbers. They got him a new contract, and you can't worry. But, yeah, you'd like to, when you pitch like that.
Right, get him a couple wins.
You go 7 innings, give up 1 run. You're expecting to get a win.
Right.
Yeah, you're hoping you get a little run support, and one of those 3-run homers from Chisholm or Garcia could have been a little bit earlier in the game, would have been great. All right, we've got not only that, it was just a crazy night last night, man. It was just a crazy night, whatever your favorite flavor was. And we're not done, because tonight is actually turned in to another big event for the NFL. It just is. The schedules will come out tonight. We'll find out where and when. Day or night, will it ever stop? I don't think so.
I don't know. I'll tell you what I saw yesterday. A lot of stuff on that Thanksgiving Day game that I thought was 100% with the Dolphins. I saw some other stuff yesterday. I think it's 50-50 the Dolphins are in that game. I don't know if it's been leaked out by anyone over in Miami Gardens yet, but I saw two other teams that possibly could be put in that scenario with Detroit. So who knows if the Dolphins are even there. That's why this is a whole thing, because of the leaks, I think, more than anything.
Well, we'll find out. Everybody's trying to jump the gun here and try to figure out, besides the games that have been allowed by network to put out some of their top games as the teasers, the appetizers, before they get into the schedule and find out when the Pitt game is and the Green Bay Packer game. the Steelers at home here, along with Green Bay and the rest of their schedule. And then the two West Coast games, when will they be played with the Chargers and the 49ers? So I'm I'm curious to see what's going to happen. That's tonight at 8 o'clock, so we'll have that tomorrow morning. We're also going to have some stuff on the top football recruits with everything that's going on right now. And by the way, we've got some positions down here in South Florida that are absolutely loaded. I don't know where this ranks. I haven't talked to the Mario or any of the recruiting guys, but this just looks like this class in Dayton Broward looks to be really, really good. I can't tell you last time I saw 2 5-star wide receivers and a bunch of good linebackers. It's just a really good class. And if Mario, who's in on a bunch of them, he's got commitments from some of them already, trying to get some more. It won't be from lack of trying, and he's going against all the big boys when you look at some of the names there. And some of the schools, like Gulliver, is loaded. Gulliver, which has been – their program's really been good the last couple of years. Gulliver's got some big, big-time players. And I'll tell you who else is loaded with great players again, and we shouldn't be surprised. American Heritage Plantation has got one of the top wide receivers and top running backs in the country. Matter of fact, I can tell you this, a running back already committed to Ohio State. He is a big, strong son of a gun who ran through the St. Thomas defense a year ago. He is really good. So, I left a lot of guys out, but we're going to have that for you tomorrow morning. We're going to have our little high school segment coming up here.
Love it.
In the morning, and we'll talk about that a little bit around the playoffs. Now we didn't forget about all that stuff. Then we got the college news from the ACC changing the 3-team permanent, as well as 5 1-year, and the other 5 you don't play the other year, so everybody can play each other over the course of 2 years in the ACC, which means the Atlantic and Coastal Division will disappear. I like it. Two best records will play each other. Nothing. I have no problem with that.
Let them fight it out.
Make it hopefully be a better ACC championship game, because we've had some – Clemson has beat the crap out of some of the Coastal members through the years.
Right.
So
just above 500 teams too some years, yeah.
So anyway, let's see. Yeah, we've had a bunch of Coastal teams actually struggle, except win their games in the Coastal Division that have been able to win. Pitt's been one of them. That's been, you know, not taken away from them. They still won the games. But, we have a lot of crazy stuff. We got to get caught up, but we got a lot of stuff. Ed Jovanovski, former Panther, great part of the broadcast team last night, is going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock. Brian Geltzeiler will join us. And Thomas Morstead, the punter for the Miami Dolphins, new punter. And one big, big leg is going to join us as well. So we got just a packed 8 o'clock show coming up. 305-567-0560 as we continue to roll around. And we'll come back and tell you how the NBA playoffs are looking for the Miami Heat going forward, as well as what's going on out west. We'll have that. A lot of stuff to get to here this morning. But first, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. One hot SUV family and best overall products we've ever had. I've been watching this thing for more than a decade now with being an owner of Trailblazer and having a Tahoe. I will tell you, man, I've seen them all in that SUV family, and we are an SUV family, and boy, I will tell you, the Tahoes and Suburbans with that new look in 21 and now 22, that new sporty look and more space has made it really fun to drive. We've got plenty of new and used for you, and if you don't have it new, we promise you, we got plenty of used. And midsize SUV like the Traverse, and then our smaller SUV. Oh, my God. You talk about space. That Traverse, man, it's got plenty. It feels like a big boy. It does. And the smaller SUVs like the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox, plenty of style and substance. It really just breaks down to this. What size SUV do you feel most comfortable driving? Because we've got some real fun ones that really, first of all, they look great, but they have so many cool things on the inside that you're really going to like. And Silverado trucks. Strong, durable Silverado trucks to fit your lifestyle. From full-time working trucks to have room for the kids, too. We got them for you, man. Almost like they're custom designed just for your lifestyle. Corvettes and Camaro, last time I checked, which was a few days ago, still sexy. Oh, that new Corvette. My favorite ever, by far. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back here. As busy night. A lot of stuff to get to here, including the off-season special of Tua Tagovailoa and the Tyreek Hill throw, practice throw, which, by the way, was taped by the marketing department, the video department, and approved and put out by the Miami Dolphins of the great underthrow from Tua. And I'm guessing when you talk about 6.1 million people have seen it in a few days. Ooh, here.
Man.
I do understand why the – I don't want people to think that we didn't understand why it's a top six or seven trending story on everybody's website, is because Tua gets people's attention. He gets fans' attention. Whether you like him or not, and the team puts out something, you want to see it. So when you see that video at first, you're going, all right, Tua dropping back, kind of shot of him in practice there. And he goes to throw, and you go, oh, he's throwing a deep pass. I figured it was going to be to the other guy that they're marketing, Tyreek Hill, and they should. $130 million and going to be a big, big part of your hopefully explosive offense. And the ball's underthrown. And so I saw him come back and get it. And the first thing I thought was, wow. I'm guessing they've been throwing together for a couple weeks now. There's a really, really good chance that there's been some throws that were right on the money, catching him in stride at almost full speed, if not full speed, where he just puts his hands out and drops it in there. And they couldn't show that.
Right.
And then there's this whole thing, like stuff that gets done during the season, because I'm with and sometimes do stuff with the marketing department. They're really good, really creative. The website does fantastic. That's their thing. They've done it. Tom Garfinkel has put a real priority on their website being really good and having a lot of fresh content
right.
every day.
And they do.
That's the way it rolls on the inside. But, whew, man, somebody dropped the ball. And, again, they understand for clickbait, the Dolphins, because they're trying to get clickbait too, But they did this to themselves. It wasn't like some outsider on top of the building
right.
was up there fixing the roof, and then why was that? It got some video and goes, oh, my God, look at this. Let's put this out. It was done by the Dolphins. And so it just, you know, it gets a reaction one way or the other. You get from, let me just help you out here. Bro, it was practice. Calm down. Two, he can't throw the deep ball. Even right. the Dolphins are showing us he can't throw the deep
this
ball.
This is my favorite one so far on the text machine. 305-567-0560 if you want to get on the text machine. Guys, it's not Tua's fault. Dot, dot, dot. Hill ran too fast.
Yeah. No, you're going to get that stuff. Because there are people going, fastest player versus an arm that is not good enough in everybody's mind, and it is fine. But if you, I don't want to debate everybody, and he underthrows it, and they go, well, I've seen this before. Here we go. So what, you know? And so everybody's going to jump on it, and now everybody has to talk about it because you realize how many people care about an off-season practice throw with the coaches and the players out there throwing. Playing catch and right. the new system that they're putting in and the new numbers and the new terminology that you're going to have in this offense. And it's amazing because I saw it the first time a couple days ago and then I noticed it didn't go away. And I went, wow, all right, you got me. I'm going to look at it. And it's this throw. And, you know, they're calling it a duck and
right.
the wobble and, you know, and – is Tyreek Hill catching a punt or a pass? And so you've seen all that stuff. And it's self-inflicted. Like
that's
whatever
problem,
you think
right.
of it, it's self-inflicted like all the people. And it goes through, like the guys shoot it, but they don't just go, I shot it, I'm going to run in and put it on. It's got to go through a level of people going, okay, this is good. Yeah, I like this. And there was just a lack of awareness.
That's what it is.
And you're by right. the way, everything they've done, I don't want to sound like a bashing here. They've done a lot of great work, but this was a real turd move. This was a real, real mess up. Although maybe Dolphins going, no, we got 6 million hits on it, but I don't think so.
Right.
I think they'd rather have less hits.
Something positive.
And watch Tua throw it 55, 60 yards in the air and a shot of the cheetah running the way right. we know he can run, where right. he outran Buffalo's whole defense, that shot.
Well, the Jedi texted in also and says, don't know what the concerns are about Tua's deep throw in practice video. Who cares? We've all seen it in an actual game, and Tua threw a 50-yard-plus dime to Jakeem Grant his rookie season that Grant dropped.
Yes, he did.
Quote, it's just practice. I'm just saying. Jedi, on to the OTAs.
So that's it, by the way. And that is for some, but whatever sides you're on.
Oh, there's other sides, right.
You're watching this right. to see because you're going, I look right when I go to ESPN.com. I look over there, and they got their 7 or 8 topics. And I go, wow, Tua's like number 3 when this thing started. And stayed in there, and I was like, well, okay, let me look and see what the latest with Tua. And I thought, because the last time we saw Tua, he was waving the flag at the race.
Right.
The Grand Prix, Miami.
This is with hockey playoffs going on, NBA playoffs going on, Major League Baseball yeah. in full swing, everything going on
well,
right now.
Hard fouls. Let's get more technical on stuff that gets clickbait,
right.
but stuff,
but just
controversial
all
stuff. Right. And we got a throw from Tua that has become – like, I'm always amazed by the numbers. I really am. And 6.1 million people?
A lot of people.
So you telling me I could just, like, some guy does something really stupid, and you put it up there trending, it's gonna get a lot of hits. It just happens to be. Look, we've never had – it's been a long time since we've had somebody that moves the dial like Tua, good or bad. And we're still divided. There's still a lot of divide down here on Tua, whether he's the guy or not.
I see it right now in the text machine.
But why do we add to it?
Right.
Look at why my drink didn't need any more. It's just right. You didn't have to add any more spiciness to my drink.
There was no reason. Right.
So we
how about
did
this
it.
One? I'm a Tua fan, and this Tua throw doesn't concern me. What concerns me is how he can play in cold weather. That's it.
By the way, that's
a good text.
I think by now, and I get it all, but we can all, and even the old guys, when we get together before the game and talk about Tua, we all have a little difference of opinion on certain things. I'm concerned about cold weather, too, after what took place in Tennessee, right. and he said he'd never thrown in that weather.
Yeah, it's concerning.
I was more concerned about his comments than I was about the rain and the snow and the wind, because I've been up to Buffalo, and I've been up to Boston, to New England, to Foxborough, and New York.
Right.
Look at that. That wind blows pretty good, and it can get nasty up there, and we'll find out what the schedule is today.
Right, we'll see
you
more tonight.
You don't think Tua's going to be looking at that schedule, too.
Better be hopeful
But that's legit.
Yeah, of course it is.
We've had guys, one of my famous stories to tell you, and I don't want to say who the guy was, but he was a Gator, a real popular Gator quarterback who signed as a rookie free agent with the Miami Dolphins, and it was a windy, rainy day. And we were going out, and I was standing right behind him, and Danny and I, Marino and I were walking out, and Danny goes, told this guy from the Florida Gators, I don't think you should go out and throw today. That wind's blowing pretty good. His arm wasn't very strong. And that was a Marino comment, right, you know. Right. It was like, bro, I don't know, man. It's windy and rainy, and shoes, you know, with practice and anything. Coach Shula wasn't one to wait, like, all right, we're going to wait an hour and see if the rain, like, no, it could happen at the Orange Bowl. We're gonna practice. But anyway,
how about this one, Joe? Either a couple of dumbasses conspired to let that video go out unaware of what exactly it was showing, or we got a couple of Jets fans working for the team that conspired to deliberately put that out. Either way, heads seriously need to roll over this one. It's amazing. You said it, and now I could literally see it right in front of my eyes as I'm following this text machine. The divide right down the middle.
Yeah, but so, and whatever side of the fence you're on with Tua, it doesn't matter, because we're all going to find out together.
Right.
We've run out of time. This is a year. New offense. You know all the things they've added to the team to give him more support, to have a lot of success. Not a little bit, a lot of success, yeah. Including, and just start, forget the offensive line, just the two guys you got lining up outside. We haven't had two number one receivers since Duper and Clayton. No, we've had good receiver.
Right.
But we've never had two horses that can run. That will be fun. So anyway, but this stuff, and just knowing, because actually we've talked on the plane about, hey, how do you get this stuff out? If a guy says something, well, we got to get it approved before we use it, because they mic people up in practice and games.
Right, of course.
And they use it, and it's some of the best stuff. Listen, mic'd up stuff is really cool. But this one was like you said, it slipped through the cracks.
Right.
And I can just hear Tom Garfinkel finally, he's probably been a little hungover from the race the last couple of days, but finally come in and going,
what the hell was that?
What are we doing? We trust you guys, man. Because the team doesn't. You think the coach, they don't know. They're just doing their thing, and the coach signs off like, yeah, man, anything's going to help get everybody fired up about our product and about our guy. And they've been, you know, hey, I'm pumped about Tua, and Tua can do it, and my God, he's our guy. I'm sure the coach wasn't real happy either.
I can imagine. I'm sure Tua wasn't happy. This guy just texted, if I was Tua, I'd waltz right up to the marketing department and take a dump on their desks. Thanks, guys.
It's a little strong.
It's a little strong. But this is how it is.
That's
right?
A little strong.
Right.
But, yeah, that's just
– Yeah. You know what? It's you said it. It's unnecessary, because now it's a topic. Now it's something that everyone has seen. I mean, they're talking about it on the morning shows on ESPN as we speak to. Like, it's just unnecessary.
But what's the most amazing thing? I don't care, short of, like, dropping the ball or hitting a coach in the head with the ball, he's got 6.1 million people.
Right.
That have watched basically an underthrow in practice. 6.1 million people cared enough when they're reading the story, and there it is, they clicked it to see the video.
Right. They put their stuff out on social media. I see it.
So maybe the marketing person, the people, when they have to run over and talk to Jason Jenkins and those guys, go, we got a lot of hits.
We got a lot of hits.
Matter of fact, they weren't just Dolphin fans. They're everybody. Anyway.
It's just unnecessary, because now it's a topic, like you said, and it's just not a topic that we needed to be out there. Because if this video doesn't go out, we're not talking about this. We're not talking about arm strength or Tua or can he hit Tyreek Hill. Now it's a national topic. Oh, look, we've got proof now.
You know what's really amazing, too? The power of the NFL.
Oh, yeah. With everything going on right now, a Tua video is a topic? Tua video?
And it was
in OTAs,
it was
or whatever
trending.
The hell it is?
It's trending. yep. on CBS, ESPN. It was trending the last couple days, and I was like, damn, it's not done? Somebody didn't, like, hard foul somebody or go for 90? Or the game for Hagee just had?
Right.
Anyway, we got to go to break here, man. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Speaking of Verhage and the Panthers, Ed Jovanovski. Jovo's going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Wake him up in that beautiful Boca area and talk to him. Brian Geltzeiler. We got a busy 8 o'clock hour. We probably
strap in for that 8 o'clock
hour. Not going to make a lot of friends. And Thomas Morstead, the punter for the Miami Dolphins, the new punter, had a great career with the Saints and a nice comeback with two teams last year, put up some big numbers with both teams he played with. Will join us. We'll talk a little bit with him as another guy they've added to try to upgrade a position, and that's called field position. Right now, I want to tell you about Air Around the Clock, air conditioning and plumbing. Well, I talk a lot through the years. The last 30 years, I've talked a lot about Air Around the Clock air conditioning. They're great service 7 days a week with the folks they have working over there to take care of it. Nobody wants a hot house, and you know that. Well, same goes with plumbing. People are always going, oh, God, we got plumbing problems. We got toilets and sinks plugged up. We got leaks everywhere. Where do you go? Well, I can tell you one thing. We got some great plumbers at Around the Clock Plumbing. Some great plumbers for you to take care of all your problems, do it quickly, and they do it 7 days a week. But they do something else that's really important and a big part of their business right now. Those Rheem water heaters. We got a box truck filled with Rheem water heaters traveling all over South Florida for same-day installation all over Broward and Palm Beach County. Financing plans to help you out. But the goal every day is you call in the morning or the night before is to have that thing done in the morning. If you call in the morning, have it done before the end of the day so that you get all that hot water back and don't have any problems. We got financing plans to go with it. But we become the Rheem water heater kings, man. So the next time you have a problem, know this. We don't have to order them. We have them already in stock, ready for you. 855-PLUMBER. 855-PLUMBER for that same great service at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, we are back and got a big old 8 o'clock hour coming up, starting and leading off. Ed Jovanovski will join us at 8 o'clock to talk about that great comeback last night. Down 3-0 in the second period. If you were at that game, come on, man. What were you thinking? And then they come back. And by the way, you don't have to wait to the third period for them to tie it up. They tied it up 3-3 before the end of the second period. Score a couple more and end up coming back. Score 5 straight goals to get that one. Carter Verhage had a career once-in-a-lifetime game with his 4th and 5th goals of playing against the Capitals in this first round of the playoffs. 5-point night for him. So a lot of good stuff going on there. The Heat, of course, in action tonight against 76ers, trying to finish off that series. And if not, they got the home insurance policy.
No, they're going
to
finish it tonight, Jeff.
Both the Panthers just took out a home insurance policy for Game 7 in case they need it, and so did the Miami Heat. It's called best record in the Eastern Conference in the regular season. All right. So we've got a bunch of other stuff. NFL news coming out. The schedule tonight, 8 o'clock. Find out where and when, day or night, will it ever stop? I don't think so. I don't think it's going to stop, man. And just another, it's amazing. We've the schedule, the draft, and free agency. what the NFL's turned it into. God bless them. Whoever.
There's no offseason for
that marketing
NFL.
Department and whatever, they got it right. I can tell
right.
you that.
Right.
And of course, the other story that's got all of you and everybody else, apparently, the Tua Tagovailoa promotional throw at camp, the one sent out of Tua, basically underthrowing Tyreek Hill on a takeoff. And it was nicely done, though, the close up of Tua going to the ball in the air. It looked like NFL films. The ball's in the air and you can see it. I don't read into it because a lot of guys don't throw a tight spiral. There's a lot of guys that don't. And then as it's coming down, and is this going to be in stride? You know it was going to Tyreek Hill. You knew that was it. Tyreek Hill is standing there waiting for the ball to come down. So 6.1 million hits of people that have viewed this 5, 6, 7, 8 second.
Right. It was nothing.
It's incredible. But it's all self-inflicted, and most of it has turned negative. Because somebody dropped the ball. I don't even blame the guys that shoot it. So the guys that shoot that stuff, they got a full time. They're all good guys. They don't make any final decision.
No,
they shoot
not.
It. But I would just recommend, because they're going to be doing this, go ahead the next throw. Make sure it gets approved by, like, Jason Jenkins at the top. And make sure, because you know what's happened, where he's actually hit Tyreek Hill in stride.
Of course, I'm sure.
On a deep post pattern or a takeoff. And let your fan base and everybody else in NFL show that. By the way, if you show that, let me just tell you how this goes down. You're not getting any views. You're getting a few hundred thousand views, but you're not getting the same amount of views.
Probably not. You're right. I mean, people.
This was a mini off-season train wreck.
I get it. But they're, like you said before, the Dolphins have an incredible fan base around the, not just Dade County, Broward County, in the state of Florida. Around the country and around the world, they're going to get a lot of hits on these videos no matter what they do. The difference is that they put this up, and then all of a sudden, it became a topic. Like, it became a topic nationally. Like, radio shows and TV shows are saying, is this concerning? This is the video that the Dolphins put out.
So if somebody's putting this out and goes, this is the one to go with, this is good, this all is right. good. Did somebody, just put out whatever. I mean, like, I just don't know how with all the throws. Look, not every throw in practice is great.
Okay.
That's why it's practice.
That's right.
Getting used to it, throwing. And by the way, they got all their in-house camera guys out there. They're all the guys that shoot Travis's show and everybody else. There's three or four of them, and they're shooting stuff, crossover and all the rest of them out over there. All my boys over there. They're shooting everything. Goes to social media. They got a big team. They got a big team of people.
And it's good. They do
for
a great
that website.
Job.
Right. That's where they're putting their money, in that website. And one little thing of all the video, like, he's out there throwing. You know there's some really good throws. And you somehow he goes, go with that one. It's good. Kind of shows Tyreek coming back for the ball.
It would kind of shock me if that's the only Tua to Tyreek Hill pass they have on video from that day.
But not only that day, but every day. They right. got guys out there shooting, and hey, let's get some really good shots of Tua throwing to Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill and catching them in stride, which is what everybody's trying to get. You're not doing drills where you're coming back for the ball. It's too early for that.
No, right.
And just get used to the guy's speed and when you got to throw it, because, you know, you got two guys that you can't wait too long. You got to get grip it and rip it
right
and get it out there.
How about this text? They should have had him purposely overthrow Hill by 20 yards and now put that out. This is just really stupid with all the Tua haters just going to give them stuff
Correct.
To talk about.
So this is going to be the breakdown of this thing. And listen, this has been going on since we got Tua Tagovailoa. We're going to have the ones that go, really? We're making a big deal out of a practice throw? You're kidding, right? Well, 6.1 million people, just so you know, say yes. I wanted to see it since it's trending. And then there's going to be people that go, there it goes. Told you, got no arm. Can't even make a good throw in practice. This is what it's going to look like with Tyreek Hill when the season starts. So you're going to get all over the board, and then you're going to get the third group and going, why in the hell is that thing even out? One way or the other to get. And let's be honest. With the playoffs going on in hockey, and the NBA, right now, NHL and NBA, and all the highlights of teams losing by 55, 35, being down, hard fouls, all the things that go on every day, Mayfield, Baker Mayfield, all the stories, and the 2-1, because this was sort of a train wreck.
Right.
If you got a little train wreck in there, we all like it. So I go home. My wife's got some show on, one of these reality shows on last night, where they sit around after the show and they go, Beth, it doesn't look like you and Sarah are getting along, and the guy's up there bawling in the corner. I love her, and she's with somebody else, and the girl he's with now sees it, and she's hurt, and the guy's spilling his guts, which I'll never understand. And she goes, I'm really into this stuff. I go, it's a soap opera. It's a train wreck. It's,
that's why she's
you got a friggin' guy that just threw his man card out crying over a girl on TV. Like, you can't do anything lower than that. She goes, oh, we just love this stuff. She didn't talk like that. But
how about this from Rudy in the Pines? I watched a Tua throw twice yesterday and didn't even want to look at the comments. And now it's going to go from 6.1 million to 16.1 million overnight. Watch.
By the way, it's not just us. We're sitting here with all the shows on.
Right, it's all over.
And they're all giving their 2 cents on it with a couple of former NFL guys on there. We got Ed Jovanovski going to join us coming up in just a couple of minutes. We're going to jump on that, and then we're going to keep rolling. Brian Geltzeiler.
Let's do it.
Our NBA guy. Right. And then we're going to go to changing field position for the Miami Dolphins with that defense coming back. Thomas Morstead will join us, the Dolphins' new punter. Boy, we got one busy-ass 8 o'clock hour.
Giddy up.
Right now, though, I want to talk about when all these guys get injured. Where do they go? Where do they go? We've been talking about the Panthers and the Heat and the Dolphins. Where do they all go when they get injured? They all have something in common. Baptist Health South Florida, Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, by a handful of these doctors. I don't know. I shouldn't say handful. Probably 12 to 15 of the top specialists in the country all working together. One goal every day. Man, get you back out playing the sports you love the most. People ask me, where do the pros go? And I go, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. All use those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. They travel with the teams. Not only that, but when you have a problem going to the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand specialist, back specialist, even hip and knee replacement, or Achilles. They got two facilities, and we got a brand new facility I want to tell you about. And we got something special tonight for people that may want to know more about it. It was kind of a private invitation, but if you do want to, you've seen it pop up over the last few months on just off 595 in Pine Island. Baptist Health South Florida's got a brand new facility over there. It is unbelievable with all those great doctors working up there as well. That's going to be going on tonight. I don't know if I was supposed to say something or not. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. I think it was private. Forget I said that about what's going on to meet some of your favorite doctors. I'm sorry I said that. One goal, get you back out playing the sports you love the most.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.